Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, Marks and Reese, we are back. You know, it's obviously a heavy week with everything that's going on in our country and in our city with the protests and the murder of George Floyd and everything else, to where, you know, we're still kind of recovering from it. It's still on our minds, and athletes have been obviously talking about it. Some have been protesting, but with social media and with Instagram and Facebook and Twitter, it's not like the old days where you go to the team spokesman. Right. And you say, hey, what do they have to say about this? They're their own spokesman by putting out a video or whatever they want to put out there.
Yeah, you're probably in the minority as an athlete if you aren't on social media. So yep. Most of these guys have a social media platform.
Yeah, LeBron doesn't need anything other than his Instagram.
Yeah, his 50 million followers, yeah.
So Drew Brees, in an interview with Yahoo Finance, and we just saw the video. I didn't even know where it came from, but it was actually with Yahoo Finance. And I guess, you know, they asked him at some point during the interview about what's going on and also about not standing during the national anthem. Because if you remember, he was before he did not agree with players that were kneeling. Mm-hmm. So after all everything that's happened here in our country in the last week or so, Brees was asked about it again, and here's what he said.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. Let me just tell you what I see or what I feel when the national anthem is played and when I look at the flag of the United States. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, one in the Army and one in the Marine Corps, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. And in many cases, it brings me to tears, thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s. And everyone and all that has been endured by so many people up until this point. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
All right, so that was Drew Brees. I like your reaction to it. I know that since then he has, I'll say he went to, he responded after that to ESPN and to some other media outlets trying to explain what he was talking about. Some of his teammates also apparently weren't happy
yeah.
with that as well. What's your reaction?
Well, I would imagine, listen, I don't know Drew Brees personally. You watch his work from afar in the community. You see how he's been portrayed as a teammate, seems to be a good teammate, liked by all of his teammates. You obviously know he's on the ground doing a lot of work in the community. I'll never forget the importance Drew Brees had in restoring New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina. I mean, he went there after that city was ravaged by that hurricane, and a lot of his work in the community went towards trying to rebuild New Orleans as a city. And there's a lot of black people that live in New Orleans, right? So he certainly has the respect of that community. I think his heart is in the right place. I think his intentions were in the right place. He just had to be careful about how you express it, right? Because part of what you're saying is those guys who believe in a lot of the same things that you believe in still have other things that they're trying to raise awareness for without disrespecting what you view as disrespectful to the flag. They don't necessarily view that as disrespectful to the flag, and it can be disruptive and destructive and divisive if you try to classify what they're doing as disrespecting the flag. You know, when this was going on with Colin Kaepernick, a lot of athletes who chose that time to raise that awareness to police brutality and social injustices and things of that nature, they wanted to raise that awareness. It wasn't to be disrespectful to the American flag. It wasn't to be disrespectful to fallen soldiers. Because just like you, there are a lot of us who had grandparents, uncles, great-grandparents that fought alongside your grandfathers and gave their lives.
Your father's a Marine.
My father was a Marine. Yeah, so it's not that. And when you use words to say that's how you view it, you're not really taking into consideration your impact on others when you say that. What we need you to do is say, I stand with my brothers. I don't view that as being disrespectful. I wouldn't do it personally, but this is their way of trying to raise awareness of something that's near and dear to their heart that's going on in America, which that flag is representing. So, when I sit there and I hear him, and you think about his track record from afar, from where I'm at, he's always been a likable person to me. He always seems to be a caring person, right? Like, so
never has been in trouble, yeah, never has done anything.
I won't strip that away from him because of what he said. But because of the words that he chose, this is why you're going to get backlash even from your own teammates.
Yeah, Michael Thomas tweeted out a reply to somebody that said, how can anybody watch George Floyd get murdered and their first response when asked about it is respect the flag? Which is like, I think there was a lot of people that were thinking the same thing right there with Drew Brees. And Drew had said to a text message to ESPN.com, he said that, my actions speak for themselves. So he's more like he's trying to now explain what he meant by saying it, which like I get it. He feels the attack that's going on right now. But where we are in this country right this second, the response to that, I mean, you can't say it without getting that kind of backlash.
Yeah. And the idea that these athletes aren't going to use their platforms to sort of raise awareness to causes that affect them, and when I say affect them, I don't mean necessarily where they live at. It affects them because they have relatives that they take phone calls from or text messages from or are living in these conditions. And those relatives may not have that platform that an NFL player may have or an NBA player may have. And they're screaming for help. And when you have the ability to raise that awareness, it is our responsibility when you're given the type of platform to influence others that we use it correctly, the same way you would for a charity event, for awareness. You could take any, the first thing that pops in my head is the Eagles Autism Challenge or what have you, but you could take any cause that's near and dear to your heart that you go out and support and you promote and everything else. Well, these are causes as well that impact athletes, and they're going to speak about it. They have these platforms. They're going to speak about it and I'm all for it as long as it's been being done in a responsible manner, right? In a really responsible manner. And when you talk about doing something peacefully and you voice your intentions, that you're not trying to be disrespectful to the American flag. Like, I don't know what the NFL is going to be like this year. I don't know if players are going to come back.
It's the first thing I thought about when Drew Brees said this was what happens this year.
Yeah, it's almost like you're daring them to do it, right? Like,
weren't they supposed to do it back in the locker room, right, and not on the field?
Right.
So you know that there's going to be some players that maybe that disregard that rule.
And it's Drew Brees.
You imagine Carson Wentz coming out and saying
you're well-respected in the sports community by all. You're a future Hall of Famer. Like, so what you say is going to have reach. It's going to have reach, and you got Malcolm Jenkins in your locker room now.
Yes.
So, like.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't think he was intentionally trying to offend anybody or what have you.
No, I think he feels a certain way about people kneeling for the national anthem.
He's well within his right to do that.
Yeah.
He's well within his right to feel that way. He certainly is. Just like I've always stood for the national anthem. It's something I feel proud to do. Do it at Eagles games. It doesn't mean I don't support the cause of trying to raise awareness for social injustice and Black Lives Matter. It doesn't mean I'm against that because you see me standing for the flag. Me standing for the flag means that means something to me personally, so I want to do it. But you can't take away the ability of others to do something that they're trying to do good for a greater cause, especially if it's something that's peaceful.
All right, if you're going to react to Drew Brees' comments, you can go to our Twitter page, at MarksReeseWIP, and it's brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's and Forever Mark want to thank our brave nurses. Go to marksjewelers.squarespace.com. Nominate a nurse to win jewelry from Mark's Jewelers and Forever Mark. If you want to get on the phone lines, they're open right now, 215-592-9494. I feel like we can have a discussion about it. Drew Brees and a lot of other people out there agree with him. Right? Like, I look at it and I say that the problem, I never had a problem with Colin Kaepernick doing it because I understood why he was doing it, and I never felt like he was trying to be disrespectful to the flag.
But I mean, real quick.
Yes.
Even Colin Kaepernick, in my opinion, made mistakes.
Sure.
Like, because you did things that allowed people to get off the focus of what you were trying to do. You can't wear pig socks. You can't wear a Fidel Castro t-shirt. Like,
that's a great point.
You can't do that because you're sending mixed messages, and now it gives a reason for people to not stay on point with what your actual message initially was.
Yeah, that's
he made mistakes as well.
I guess how I always felt about it was I wish that if he didn't do it that way, then people would have had to focus on the issue. But how could you focus on the issue? He made it an issue by kneeling. You know what I mean? Like, in all honesty, I wish that everybody would stand for the national anthem because it gives the opportunity for people to talk about. He's not standing in the national anthem.
Well, he's kneeling for a reason, though.
Yes, so exactly.
You don't raise the awareness if everybody is standing.
Agreed.
So when you're kneeling, they want to know why you're kneeling. So now you talk about it. And as long as it remains as communication that allow and people are willing to open and listen, that's what you want. You want to create dialogue. You want to create dialogue. That's why the thing with Drew Brees doesn't make me irate or what have you. It just means we still have work to do to continue to talk to one another.
Maybe this can help.
Yeah.
Maybe the dialogue from what Drew Brees said today can actually help.
Because now Drew Brees, again, who I know is well-respected in that locker room, okay, now you're probably going to sit down with some of your leaders in that locker room that are African-American. And now you can get a better understanding of where your teammates are coming from.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, your reaction to Drew Brees' comments coming up right after this. Marks and Reese on 94WIP. All right, let's try to have a productive conversation here. Drew Brees says, I will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag of the United States of America or our country. And he's talking about not standing for the national anthem. Let's go to Rob in Delaware. Rob, how are you?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Hi, Rob.
What's up, Rob?
Thank you for taking my call. First off, I want to say thank you to both of you for still talking about this topic that we're going through right now. So I greatly appreciate that.
Yep.
Um, Second of all, I had to side with Drew Brees on his statement that he made. I also served 4 years in the finest military of the world. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is his opinion to feel that way. I was personally on the side of Colin Kaepernick doing what he did. I know that seems kind of hypocritical, but he kind of lost my support when he put on to Ike's point earlier, putting on the pig sock, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
And to the statement you made, Ike, after you guys played Drew Brees' segment, mm-hmm. I don't remember exactly what you said verbatim, but the words that I do remember said that you said were something along the lines of, you know, people have to be careful what they say, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we do as athletes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I think as a society in general, not just nationally, but globally, mm-hmm. I'm wondering when that changed, right? Like, so when did all that change to where you have to be careful what you say and who you say it to? And I'm not saying, like, you know, something physically threatening, because that's always been an issue, right? But
sure.
if you're just out there speaking your mind, then, you know, I'm confused as to when that changed, and that's not for us to debate right now. But
I know what you're saying. Yeah, I think, and obviously, Rob, I can't tell you exactly when it changed. I don't know exactly when it changed. You just feel sort of a feeling of change in how people react to it. So that's when it changed. You know, at some point, it's okay to say whatever you want to say, and it's your opinion, and people just let it go. In today's world, that's not how it goes. Typically, especially if you are a public figure, you're going to be held accountable for what you say. Your jobs will hold you accountable for what you say.
Oh, sure.
So a regular civilian, for lack of a better term, versus somebody on a public platform or athlete or what have you, yeah, there's going to be consequences to what you say. It just is.
Yep.
I can't come on here and just say I'm practicing my First Amendment and I should be able to say what I want to say.
Yeah, well, you can. You can also lose your job for saying
exactly,
it.
Exactly.
Well, see, and he just comes off as being tone deaf to where this is when you say it and that's what you say. Like, mm-hmm. right, like, yeah, Drew, you're entitled to your opinion and that's fine. But saying it right now with the strength that you said it, with being
yes.
with being as defiant as believing as much now as you ever did in what you're saying, is just like it comes off as being tone deaf. Right now, it's not the right time to reignite that conversation.
Yeah, especially when there's actually a somewhat of a swing in people feeling that Colin Kaepernick was justified for what he was doing.
Understanding more now why he was
yes,
doing it than before.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When you look at now, when you look at the recent times that we're in and what people are protesting and marching about, yeah, there is a groundswell of people who felt differently back then. Now, who felt differently back then? Even executives in the NFL, they may not put their name to it, but they're coming out with anonymous quotes or what have you, saying that now I see what Colin Kaepernick was trying to say and what some of the other protesters that were kneeling before the national anthem were trying to do. And when a player of Drew Brees' status says, you find it disrespectful if anybody does that, whether you intended to imply it or not, what you're saying is anybody that does that, you're finding them disrespectful.
Hey, my teammates, if you do that. I mean, the NFL is, across the league, is about 70% black, right?
Yes.
He's the quarterback. He's a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
Yes.
And when you say something
a white
like –
white quarterback, too.
Right. When you got to watch what you say – I mean, all it is like there's going to be backlash for your words, especially when you're a quarterback.
Yes.
You're a defensive end or you're an offensive lineman. Yeah, people are going to feel a certain way about it. But when you're the quarterback of that high of a stature, there's going to be backlash. And it's going to be backlash on your team. We've already seen it.
Yes. And now you put your teammates in position to either have to defend you or come out against you. See, the quarterback that we have here in Carson Wentz, what made me so proud about what he did last week, because, now I could be wrong, somebody can pull up a quote somewhere or a tweet somewhere to prove me wrong, but I believe he was the first. I believe he was the first.
Yeah, I believe you're right.
Right? He was the first at that position in the most popular league to to come out and give the words of support, even identifying that he can't necessarily tell you how this personally feels. He didn't grow up around black people or this and that and the other.
Well, but he came off as being vulnerable because he was saying, like, he feels like he's rambling. He's not even really sure what he's saying.
Yes.
It was just a real tweet. You felt like he was just giving you his real emotions at that moment.
And you can do that without going to the, I feel it's disrespectful and I would never do this, this and that. Because I don't remember Carson kneeling in 2017. His teammates raised their hands, some Malcolm, Chris Long, those guys. And I'm not saying Carson should have. What I am saying is he didn't come out and somehow condemn his teammates for what they were doing or make some sort of statement where he's completely on the opposite side of his teammates. He didn't make some type of divisive statement. Same thing with last week. That was about inclusion. Not saying this is where I am and this is where they are. Like, that's what – and I was so proud of him because he's in a position that he didn't have to do it. But as I said last Friday, we needed him to do it. We needed him to do it because he has a platform. He has a voice. He's respected amongst so many. He has over 1 million followers. So his message is important, and how he delivers it is important because he influences so many. And I believe once they saw his tweets and then Zach Ertz's tweets, there were a lot of white athletes that jumped out there suddenly, quarterbacks in this league.
It's true.
They didn't do that the last time around. They weren't doing that in 2017.
It's progress. I agree. Michael Thomas actually tweets out, his teammate says, "We don't care if you don't agree and whoever else. How about that?" And that's it.
See, there you go.
He
now, Michael, targets
that.
Your targets are going to go down to about 5 targets a game now.
No, but if all of a sudden he's not having that good of a year, that's good. They're going to be like, see that?
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Oh, it's Marks, man. And Reese.
It's dialogue, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep talking about it, and we'll do it respectfully, and we'll do it without emotions getting all crazy. And this is what we ask for. We ask for conversation.
Yes.
Yeah.
And this isn't going to be we talk sports on the show, you know what I mean? Like, this isn't a show where we venture into politics a lot. We're not going to be screaming and yelling about the president or anything like that. That's not what we do. But when it intersects into football, which is what it did today with Drew Brees, I mean, I think it's a worthwhile conversation.
No doubt about it.
Because there's a lot of people out there listening to us right now that feel the same way that Drew Brees does.
Yep.
Or feels exactly the exact opposite the way that Drew Brees does. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We'll take more reaction coming up. Also, you know, there was a furniture store that was completely looted of everything in Philadelphia, and that's not funny. But what was left, the one piece of furniture that was left, is pretty ironic. And we'll talk about that coming up next. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.